Welcome to Cupcakes and Protein Shakes, the podcast that brings you inspiring stories and insight from the world of competitive fitness. I'm your host, Savannah Sharp, previous NPC, bikini national level competitor, WBFF pro fitness model, and posing coach. On this podcast, I share my own journey to the stage and interview other female competitors from all divisions and industries, including NPC, IFBB, and WBFF. Each week, we bring you new episodes full of motivational stories, helpful tips, and real-life experiences from competitors of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, our goal is to provide you the knowledge and inspiration you need to succeed in your own fitness journey. So if you're looking for a podcast that's both informative and entertaining, look no further than Cupcakes and Protein Shakes. Don't miss a single episode. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss out on the latest insights and inspiration from the world of competitive fitness. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in and join the conversation.
We'll just like randomly start the episode without an intro. Fabulous.
Yeah, I know, because I can start, like, it's like girls just talking because we don't see each other very often. And when we see each other, I get really excited to see Savannah.
I know. And I know. And so, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. I got my had my little drink with me. So this is pre-workout and some BCAAs today.
Very good. But I've got caffeine.
Okay, good.
And AG1.
I love it.
I love this stuff. I promote this stuff. No one's paying me, guys. This stuff is the best. My hair has never looked this good. My nails are long. My skin is glowy. I barely have any foundation on.
And you've been busy too.
Yeah. So because we skipped the part where I said to you, I want this to be on camera.
Okay.
Savannah, you are a queen. You've been doing such an amazing job and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
All the girls who follow you and listen to you. I mean, I just think you're allowing all the good stuff to happen.
I'm trying. I know. So it's just
doing a great job.
So it's hard because like podcasting is one of my favorite things. I love talking. I love it. It's so easy to talk.
Sometimes it's hard though.
Work has been busy. We've been traveling with work because I do the bikinis and then I started coaching too. So now I have my clients. I have my transformation. I have a prep clients and I have my posing girls that book sessions when I'm just, and then my training. So now I'm in prep again. Plus it's busy. It's always fun. Like podcasts, trying to manage social media too. I was just talking about this. Like it's such a job to do all of the things, like to do the podcast and it's like, I have to be on every platform, I guess, apparently. That's how it works.
That's how it works. And I'm just learning how to do that. And that's why I'm saying I'm so impressed because you're multitasking, but you're also community building, which is something that I feel is so important because if you want to be someone who's not open to having conversations with others, then you're never really going to get anywhere. Because you're just going to be creating walls.
Yeah.
So you and I are good at opening the heart and having the conversation. For me, I have a little bit of a hard time sometimes. I will admit, just like any coach or whatever, I will process. It takes me a couple of days to process everything. And then I'm like, yes, I got it.
Yeah.
You're quicker at that.
I've done it though. I've done podcasting since 2020. So I've had to learn how to interview people and how to talk to people. And then through editing videos, it teaches you what to cut out. I hear So when I have to go back through videos and cut that shit out, it's so annoying. So I try not to talk with the ums and the whatevers. So I don't have to do as much editing.
Well, I did sit and I did have a couple of cringe moments. But it's I can't believe I kept saying that. But I feel like if you're listening to yourself and you're open to fixing, not changing, just fixing and fine tuning is very different than changing something. So I think we're on the right path. I think that's for sure. So tell me
what is new.
Oh, and also you get to work with Sean. I'm very excited. I love Sean. Sean's an amazing photographer. For those who are in the bodybuilding world, we've seen his work with different athletes. They all look strong and sexy and amazing, and their personalities shine. And he's just so good. And I know this is going to sound a little holistic for some, but this is what he does. He just opens the heart chakras. I don't know how to explain that. he just opens this, and the girls who are like all so strong, and then, you know, they lift like a million pounds.
Yeah.
They're able to just kind of like let go of that a little bit. And then it just shows the strength with like an open heart, and the photos look amazing. So I'm always excited to see his work.
Like, I am too. And I, okay. So part of that too was like, I'm good at directing shoots and I'm good at being in them, but like when it's for work, I like to direct them. I wasn't really planning on being in the shoot because it is like a content shoot. We have some athletes coming in to do it with us. And so normally I just plan it and I show up and I'm like, all right, here's the things that I need. I want to get these shots and like these different poses and stuff. But now I'm like, oh, it's the beginning of my prep. So I'm still what, 17 weeks out, and
you're perfect.
I'm like, I just, I used to get scared to do photo shoots in my off season when I was a little heavier, but now I'm just kind of thinking like, when I'm 80, I'm going to look back and be like, why didn't I take all the pictures and all the
videos? I agree. And so that's something that I like, they definitely covered in camp, like not through a bodybuilder's perspective, but yeah, through modeling and the trouble that I could, like the doors, we have to go backwards a little bit for this whole conversation, but like not allowing the disorders to, you know, shift and change your destiny of choices. So like you always have a choice. You can go in with a smile or you can go in with a frown. Like it's how you're going to attack it. So I'm sure you'll be at that place. So you'll be like, I'm perfect. Just where I'm at.
Yeah. And it takes a lot.
I'm not saying it's easy or hard. I'm just saying you'll get there.
It's not something that's easy to do. Like bodybuilding itself and modeling, they're kind of go hand in hand, I guess. Basically what we do is bodybuilding and modeling together, like meets one, but on either side of it, I think we're hypercritical of ourselves just because we have to be on stage and, you know, we hyper obsess over the little pictures and the angles of, oh, I wish it was.
So that's what I want to talk about today. It's one of the things on the list is like how, like you just have to stop asking for permission.
Yes.
And that was something. So, can I go into the experience?
Yes. Okay.
Right now, because this will help the conversation.
Okay. Did you introduce your name yet? Like,
we didn't even introduce, so we didn't even talk. We were just so excited to see each other. We did this before. We were like, yeah.
It's fine. Well, I have like an intro on the podcast when it's officially uploaded, but today we're just doing, I don't even know what this podcast is going to be about.
Can I say that like, I went into going to this workshop with an amazing, not only multifaceted, like supermodel from a time where like, you're not going to find that. Like that in itself was like finding a diamond.
Yeah.
And the pressure that is on a diamond to make it shine is kind of like, it's very like, and I hate using this word because everybody misses using it all the time. Iconic. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, either take the opportunity or you don't. And I was like, I stepped out of my line and I said, when I said my lines, meaning my boundaries of thinking. And I was like, it's time. I need to work with somebody who can mix it up for me to get me out of my old pattern. Right. So that's one of the things. So I think what we can call this, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Breaking the lines.
Breaking
the lines, but you know,
it's just learning which lines, like I guess outside the box, like not even, I think this is something that I've talked about with myself on my little morning walks is that we put a lot of boxes on things and a lot of categories and a lot of titles and, you know, I am this, I am that, I am that. But then you have to realize like there is no boxes and boxes that we put on ourselves are just that. It's like, we make it up. Like no one ever said that you had to be this title or whatever you call it, but you make these things up in your head and you make these weird rules that you have for yourself of like, for specifically, it's for like training and like, if I'm not 100%, I don't feel like I'm doing good, even if it's at 99%, but those were rules that I just made up. It's not
correct. Like, so like thinking out of the box is what my company's name is, Yoast Idea Box. Think out of the box. Mm-hmm. So like creating something different and unique. But like the thing for me is that I'm still trying to figure out what that looks like. And I think that's the evolution of someone's experiences, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll go from there, but like there's so much to unpack about just the beginning of that. So like the agreements for yourself, like the respect that you have for yourself and others. I mean, that's a whole subject there. There's how to do the, you know, the feelings of like evoking, like, you know, when you're on a photo shoot, how do you do that? And there's different ways of, you know, getting to that. There was meeting all these new women with different places in their lives. Also, like you had the 12-year-old in the room with their mother. Their mothers were there, but they were on the sidelines. They were their chaperones, which was fascinating also to have somebody. Yeah, I know you're making eyebrows.
They're going to this camp at that young.
No, they're going to the camp to learn what to do and what not to do. It's like wisdom training. And that's another thing that I want to say is that, like, you know, I was going to get to that when we were talking about trying to figure out like what we were going to call this, but there was so much wisdom from my experience that I'm learning, and I'm still learning, because when I say learning, I'm just saying I'm still processing how to take it in. But we watch people, you know, we watch what they're doing and we want to know what they're doing so we can get better at what we want to do. That's why we're watching. So what, let's just say you stop looking at everybody else for a minute. And a lot of the times, you know, we're not going to do that because we want to be number one. Let's even for stage, right? But going back to my experience with this was like the reason why I did this. I mean, there was an opportunity. You still have to submit. So fitness girls who want to do this workshop, I'm like, do it, because you will learn confidence. You will learn confidence on a different level. There's something about, you know, being told by somebody, like you said, I got good at it, you know, because I've been practicing. She's what now, 35-ish, right? She's 35. But she's been doing this since she was 14. You know, she also has like Irish jig background. Like she did like a career in lots of different things, and she became multifaceted because she kept being fascinated by things and interested and got involved, and she had her trials. And like, and how can we learn from them without making the same mistakes? And how can we save the next girl? So I feel like I walk around a lot of the times doing that, save the next girl, because I want the next girl to have an easier time because they shouldn't go through that. And maybe that's my way of being like, no blood wasted. You know, I hit the floor. I'm going to show you how you don't hit the floor, but if you're going to hit the floor, maybe move to the side. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maneuvering yourself in a way that you'll be successful and the people around you will be successful. I mean, that's what I want to do as a coach. I think you want to do that as a coach.
I just know that like all of my mistakes aren't just mine now. And I like, that's why it's like the beauty of social media. Yeah. Like even if just talking here, it's ours to share. So if I could help someone not make that mistake that I did just by sharing a post or.
That was something I wrote down is
whatever. Yeah, like
I don't get online and talk about my issues all the time, but I shouldn't say suffer either. I feel like I suffer sometimes because that's what it feels like. But the truth is, this is part of just my like being in the world. I deal with, you know, having dyslexia, and dyslexia can affect you in different ways, and I'm sure some of you have experienced this yourself. So if you deal with dyslexia, it's not just writing shit down and it's not backwards. It's like you are thinking about a million things at the same time. And it's not ADD in that respect of like bouncing around. you have the information. It's how do you decode it? It's like learning Japanese, you know, it's like putting it into another translation and then explaining it. So I've been very open about it when it's relevant to be open about it. I'm not going to be like, hey, I have this, this is a problem. I know that people don't want to record things the same. So I, like in camp, there were women who are writers and just powerhouses in their own right, doing their thing. But like, I'm taking the information in the best I can, writing it down the best I can, and then translating it. But what I learned, and I'm going to keep learning this, is I'm going to stop asking for permission when it's okay to do something or not to do something. And with dyslexia or not dyslexia, you know, that's a whole nother game. So I kind of grew up with kind of like explaining. So I stopped explaining, right? But now I explain when I want to explain and I explain when I need to explain. But I definitely stopped asking for permission. Is my hair on point? Do you like my concealer? Do you like my lipstick? That, you know, I'll be happy wearing sweats. And when I want to turn on my internal, I can, you know, you stand up tall, you present yourself, all those things, which is a completely separate thing, I think. But I was just amazed by how many people in the room still ask for permission. We still ask for permission in our own ways, right? Like there are levels of it. And for the right reasons, like I would never want to go and take somebody's, you know, whatever it is and use it as my own. And that's different than, you know, asking for permission. Is it okay if I step out of the line? And that's when those beautiful pictures happen. That's when the leg goes up and you're like, wow, that girl really had it. That was the yes factor. That was the shiny star. Those things that make us so, so unique are what's going to make us work. And if you're lucky enough to learn the lesson to stop asking for permission, then maybe you have a chance in being a little bit more of yourself. Yeah. I think that's the best way to say it, because sometimes I still ask for permission and I'm like, wait a minute, why did I just do that? You know, yeah, I am naturally nice. I did grow up very religious. Yes, like there are reasons why, but it doesn't mean that that has to define, you know, me trying to test things out. We had a photo shoot. We had an amazing makeup team. We like learned how to pose properly again. We learned how to evoke emotions in class. Telling you, Coco Rocha is amazing. Like, and this is why I say to everybody who was thinking about doing the camp, you can register for it online. And I'm not getting paid for this. Like there's nothing that I'm gaining besides getting stronger women. I'm sure there are women who left classes too, because it does make you go through like, you get in the camera and you are like, you evoke feelings. You don't go into trauma. It's kind of like method acting. You go in, I shouldn't say method acting because that's not completely correct. You go to a place of feeling a feeling. How do you get to that feeling? That's kind of on you. We used music. Like she was very big on music, which was really helpful because now you can go to a photo shoot with a playlist. You're like, hey, here's my music. So you stop asking for permission for the sound guy to put something on for you. You show up with your own. So like she just empowered everybody in her and it was very successful. And you actually got to see other women doing it. And then they get in front of the camera and they just look amazing. Like they're able to switch it up. So going back to the exercise, you get in the camera and you cry and you don't. Yeah. And I know your eyes. You're like, why would you cry? Because ugly can be beautiful.
Ooh, how, hold right? on. Let's let that sink in. Ugly
can be beautiful. Right. Like if I were to like, you know, like, you know, that can be considered ugly or high, you know, that could be considered beautiful. Mm-hmm. How you move your hands, you know, like how you move your mouth. What are you saying in your eyes? It's very different. Like, and I keep saying, now that we talked about them, I can totally laugh at myself. I am fine with that. Being on stage, we only have 3 seconds, right? Right, ladies and gentlemen who've been on stage.
Yeah.
You know, the bodybuilding shows, they understand that you're on stage, you get this boom, 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 I'm off, right? Yeah. But we get to smile. We get to, we don't have to look super skinny. We don't have to, I mean, that's depends on what we're doing, right? And everyone's translation of that is so different. The idea is you're evoking a feeling. And those 3 seconds or whatever it is, you're evoking feelings through your face, through your body, through your action. And that's what models originally are supposed to do. They're not just pretty faces. They are multifaceted human beings who are translating something. So you cannot really show up with no way of getting there. How are you going to translate product? Like, if I'm here to sell something and I'm not excited about it, how are you going to buy that from me?
Yeah.
You're not going to buy that from me. Come on. Like, you want, you know, you want to. Anyway, so it was just beautiful education. And when I say beautiful education, it's because she also experienced it. And I think, like, if she didn't go through all her stuff and her story and all the things that she went through as a model, and she became a mom and she's doing this business and she's like doing all these things, I probably wouldn't have been there. I wouldn't have been there to learn, because it looks all good on paper, but unless your story is telling that you've been through it, it's hard for me to be like, I want to strive for that, because
I think
this it was given to you. And even if it was given to you that we went through that too, like the Nepo baby stuff, even if it was given to you, you still have to work. Okay. Like, I don't know about you. She said this, it was really funny and it's true. Would you rather, you know, someone being in that position and not working, you would say, oh, they have all this privilege and they're not using their privilege. What's wrong with you? So either way, it's your choice on how you approach it with anything. So for me, I've got work to do, like thinking about all those things in the sense of like, I need to redo my book. I'm going to get a book again. Oh my gosh. I haven't had a modeling book in years. I did it. It didn't work out during that time because I made all the mistakes, but I also learned, but I also wasn't in the space to be supported. So it would have failed. So I feel like by the grace of God, I'm still alive, because I don't think I would have made it. I would have sold out. And now I'm strong and I'm not going to sell out. I, you know, became a pro bodybuilder. I've done so many shows, like, you know, all the things that we do. And those things are here to remind me to keep my ass in gear, but also showing up with like a certain amount of calories that I had to still eat while I was there. So I had to like go in my room and get like my packed weighed, 30 grams of, a tuna steak.
Are you prepping right now?
So I'm always prepping, girl, right? We're always prepping. We talk. I love, by the way, I love listening to everyone's prepping. And for those who don't know what prepping is, it's like a setup for your next stage. Could be a reverse too. It could be multiple things. It could be
preparing. Yeah, it's just preparing for the next time you're going to be on stage. That's it.
Prepare.
And it depends. I mean, sometimes like a true prep, if you are a body,
you've stopped for a second, come back.
Oh, a true prep would be something where it's
you
like,
cut out a little bit, Savannah.
Oh, okay. So you're still good on my end.
Oh, you cut out a little bit. Can you say that again?
Yeah. So like a true prep would be losing fat, body fat, or progressively dropping your calories and increasing your cardio. Like as you're getting closer to the stage, usually you're not in a prep unless you're within a certain amount of weeks away. But like you, I'm always prepping. Like,
so I just want to say, I want to say quickly out loud on the camera and everything, so everyone can hear me. Preps are usually supervised by somebody else with you. And you know, depending on what country you are in, they can be doing blood work. You're watching what you're doing and you are eating.
Yeah.
So there's no starving. The good ones, we don't starve. We eat. Yeah. We just cut fat before we get on stage so we can show what we develop. So our muscles can show up.
Yeah.
And that can be misinterpreted. So it was very fascinating. She did talk about eating disorders and how that could trigger someone else. She talked about like all the things, and she was watching us because at the end of the day, we do things and then someone copies us. So, you know, it was tricky to make sure that everybody kind of understood, but at the same time, I didn't want to make anybody be affected by my behavior with food. So I made sure I had my protein supplement in my cup, you know, through the day, because it was a lot of, you know, it was a very dip. We did exercises pretty much. We had runway classes. We learned all the lines and how to do it right.
That's a week or a weekend? How many days?
3 days, girl.
It's a lot of posing. You're back.
I am so high after, which is great.
Yeah.
Very happy about that, but like I'm waiting for class number two to come. Like, what's next? Because I got excited about what are the possibilities, because there's so much money to be made in the fitness business, but how do you present yourself to the people who would want you to be an ambassador? And as long as you're doing it the healthy way, well, at least for me, I would have to be with a brand that would want me to be like, we love her because she's healthy. She lives exactly how she says she lives, and she does go through stuff, but she speaks the truth, you know, that kind of energy. At least for me, I think that there are people out there who have not figured out where they fit in completely, because they're the cross between the model, right, and the fitness girl. So I remember last time I was on stage, we, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you look like a runway model. And I'm like thinking, you should see these runway models. They're not eating 2000 calories a day. That's maybe some are, but the point is what our perception of what that is very different than what the reality is. You know, I did buy Coco's book, and it's thick, girl. It's thick and it's autographed. And I learned so much, and I'm going to continue learning because this book has all the poses. So how do you translate that into the camera for everybody? Oh, and there were curve models there. They were classic models there. And so if you don't know what a curve model is, it's beautiful language, by the way. Isn't that prettier? Like, who the hell, like this plus size thing, that's ridiculous. They're the size that they always are. You know, this is their natural body. So embracing all body types in a healthy way is what we all want to be doing anyway, because if you build shoulders and you show up, they're going to be like, oh, you're a football player. That's also not, you know, not very nice. I'm not a linebacker.
I have shoulders. I have biceps. I have bigger arms and bigger legs. Like, I don't fit in traditional sizes anymore. It's something that I have to wear stretchies because I have muscle. I have quad. Right. I have an ass. I have glutes.
We have a butt. You know, we got that booty.
Some of those straight up and down pants, they just don't work for me. And I used to be a certain size, but now that I've built muscle, I'm a bigger size, but I look different. And
just to say something to that, it was very important. And it was said over and over again. And I'm remembering this part was like, can we not do it to fit into something? Can we do it? Can we just be it? And you fit me into something?
Yeah.
Why can't we embrace everybody? And I think that there's so much power into that. And that's where the world is going. Yeah. So yes, we're going to have our stage. We're going to do our fashion. We're going to do our fitness. And this crossbreed that is happening right now is about confidence. Mm-hmm. So if you show up and you are not confident in your skin because you are looking around, and you're trying to be that girl and that girl, how are you supposed to shine?
Yeah, I felt that a lot, like strong, heavy of, I mean, even just for content of like, I've been trying to look at influencers, like what are they doing? What is working for them? And trying to make my videos like them, and they kind of flop because it's not authentically me. And that's where I've been really struggling to find this creative, unique energy that I used to have when I first started, when I was so excited. And instead of just trying to go after those vanity metrics of the followers and the likes and the comments of, oh, this post sucks, even though maybe I post something and it's my truest self, I'm having the time of my life, I love this picture of myself or my friends or my dog, and I just don't feel like it was good because of whatever I think. Like I tried to push it into a box direction and it didn't really work, but it's not that it didn't work, it did. But it's for you. You have to realize that too. And so that's great that you're bringing that up. It's like, you don't have to just do what's already been done, and the uniqueness of each person, like those true, like super models, no one really looks like them. Like nobody.
Oh, this is the funny part, is that they are able to transform into so many different characters. Mm-hmm. That the idea of trying to be that is changing also. So what I learned from that is not that no one's going to look like you. It's don't assume anything. That's what I also learned. I was like, you can't assume, you know, anything. You also have to present yourself in a way where other people are not going to be affected, where they won't be able to be, you know, alive. I mean, there was a beautiful girl. I'm not going to blast your name online, but you know, she had a blade. She lost her leg like 2 years ago, and she was modeling. So if she can do it, you can do it. So I don't want to hear, oh, you know, I'm already in my head, like, we are so lucky. How blessed are we? We have our arms, we have our legs, we are here in America, we have our freedoms, we can talk online, we can have different names, we don't have to transform, we have the capacity. Yes, we have our issues, and like I said, you know, I deal with dyslexia, and I'm always trying to fix or get someone to support, but I can at least do that.
I have a very personal question.
Yes.
What do you think is the biggest thing that is holding you back from being your best self?
That is a big question, girl. I know. Do I get a chance to think?
No, it's just
okay. So the first raw feeling, and this is pretty raw, is say it again one more time. Like, what is stopping?
What do you think is stopping you and holding you back from being your best self?
I think I'm supposed to be on this place of evolving, first of all. That's the first feeling that I get to that question. I definitely feel like finding the right support and the right people to support what I need, because I'm very good at what I can do. And I'm very like aware of like, this is where I need help. Mm-hmm. That's what I would answer to you, but I think I'm on my way. I don't think that I'm not on my way, because here I am talking about it. If I was sitting over there on the couch, not online with you, maybe I would say a very different answer. Mm-hmm. But when I can step into my power, I am very powerful. When I'm not completely sure of it, it can show off as not confident.
Right.
So like, but if I were to ask you that same question, I think you would say that you are on your way.
Yeah. It's going to happen no matter what. It's, you know, right. It's going right. If you look back 10 years, you're better than then. And if you look forward, you're better then than now. And it
So I also think that I'm here to enjoy the experience of getting there. I think a lot of the girls we know who do their thing, they're thinking about the next show, the next time that they're going to have a photo shoot and be in that bikini. I mean, it is a high. I'm not saying it's not.
Oh gosh, let me tell you, I was on there. I was addicted.
You were just at the Arnold show.
I was, man. That was a high that I'm not gonna lie. It was very
high.
You
know what, Savannah? If you can bring me to the Arnold show, I will come with you. I will be there. I will hold a little clipboard.
But okay, so this is good to bring up because I've learned that chasing that high is a great way to get let down. Because
right. I don't chase the high. I enjoy the experience. Right.
Yes. Because the high itself, it is a drug, right? You're going to have your show day. You're going to have your wedding day. You're going to have these amazing little
photo shoots
where you feel so people. Good. And you're up here and you're going to have days where you're down here, but your life is in this area. It's in that on the way to, or it's, you know, growing through. So it's more fun, that experience leading up to it rather than the experience itself. For me, at least, I've changed my mindset. In the past, I used to hold the show day way higher than the actual prep or the process too, because because it does feel like you do work towards it and you have all that dopamine. But if you give yourself little hits of dopamine along the way of, you know, I'm this week, I lost 1 pound this week, or I did something differently, or whatever it is, like, you're going to have,
wow, look at my triceps.
Yeah.
Look at my quads developing.
Because if you just appreciate that journey, rather than goals and destination, it's important, but it is a flow. Like, there's not necessarily an end date to anything, except for, yes, we're going to expire sometime, but whatever the goal is, it kind of progresses and changes, and you're just evolving with it and just flowing with life as it takes you on these ups and downs. But when I realized this too, I do a lot of mindset work. So your life is more of like an uphill battle, but sometimes it feels like you're lower, but you're always higher than your last point. Correct. So you're even though if you feel down, you're actually like progressing this mm-hmm. way.
One step down sometimes is one step up, two steps up, one step down. Watching somebody who you have to understand, like, I came from a time where I was just really trying to be like the supermodels during that time. And I was just like, wow, how did they, you know, impressed by these things. But when you hear all the stuff that goes along with it, you're like, well, I really wasn't ready for that anyway. So I'm so glad that I'm attacking this now.
Yes. I used to grow up to watching Victoria's Secret fashion show. When they were just tiny little models, America's Next Top Model. I would watch it every single day after school. Growing up,
so can I say something before my brain? You know how my brain works. I will forget. Yes. So you just went over, say it one more time. The first show was
Victoria's Secret fashion show.
So that was one thing that we talked about. Like, let's stop blaming the models.
Yeah.
Stop blaming the girls. You know, it's like if I went to a show and I said that girl got first, excuse my language. I know that we're allowed to, but we are streaming. I understand that on a different level now. Like, I know I understood it before, because that's not truthful to say that we completely, but now I really get it. Can we just celebrate that and just be like, okay, but we got to stop blaming it's not their fault that they hit that runway looking like that. It's, you know, their companies, their execs, there's money behind it. It wasn't just them. So, and also America's Top Model, like, it was our first visual understanding of what was going on that we thought we could. I tried for that. I got through round one once.
Really?
Yeah, but they didn't even air it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But I did cast through. Like,
I did a modeling casting.
I have a story. A story. Like, one of my first things that I screwed up or did not allow me to move forward is I went to a very good agency. I pretty much did everything to get to that point. The guy says to me, are you willing to change your name to Yao?
What?
The point was, I got through all the other boxes. You know how you have a checklist? I presented myself well in the waiting room. I showed my book. I was gracious to the person, like I did all the things, got to the guy. It was like a big deal because one of my friends at FIT hooked me up with her agent. You know, you're going to meet with him, you know, and then he says to me, would you be able to, and then he said, well, why don't you come back later? You know, and I thought it was to do with the way I looked, or, but what he was doing was he was saying to me, you are not ready, because if you want to wear, you have to be able to sell whatever it is. Are you willing to shift a little bit of your mindset to sell the item? So it wasn't that he wanted to change who I was. I was stuck on who I was. I didn't know who I was. I was still trying to figure out who I was. You know, I still trying to figure out who I am. But let's be real, right? I grew up like very religious. My name is Yocheved. I still have attachments to certain things. And in order to do certain things, you have to not be so attached. You can't. There's, you know, you're selling a shirt. By the way, don't you love my shirt?
I do love your shirt.
You should see my pants. They're really cool. They're hearts.
All right. Can I see your pants or just like throw them on? Oh, yes.
Well, that's cute. Fashion. So cute. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think I grew from that experience until now.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
All right. My turn. Okay. So yeah. I did my first photo shoot when I was, I think maybe 16, 15 years old. And I'm a young girl. I'm not skinny. I'm not fat. Maybe I'm have a little stomach, you know, just a little muffin top, because I'm a 16-year-old teenager that eats Pop-Tarts. And so I started modeling and I did my first photo shoot and I went, and it was really cool. It was in Kansas City. So it's about 45 minutes away. It's in a big city compared to where I live. And they had like 8 to 10 different photographers in this studio space that were teaching you and like taking you through portraits and like basically teaching you how to model. And I was going to use those to go into a modeling agency. So I got the pictures back, and that's when low-rise jeans were a thing. So I was in a long body suit. Right. And, but the way it wasn't high waisted, so it wasn't very flattering on my muffin top. So when I look at the jeans, they're real tight, little skinny jeans that were, and then I see this muffin top and this lower stomach, and I don't think anything of it. I actually don't see this. I think these pictures are amazing. It's the first time I'm ever shooting. We go into a modeling agency. My mom takes me to a modeling agency, and I got told that I was too big.
Yeah.
And I was wearing like a size 1, maybe 2, 16 years old.
So it was the image that was presented. It was like, what are we going to do with this girl? How is she going to sell the picture? So if I was, you know, like what they did in classes is they went over everything. You present pictures that there's a pattern. You don't. And it was beautiful because they're like, you're not going to have those oops, because those pictures would be presented a certain way.
Yeah, I had no idea.
They would see. Yeah. Right.
And
but
I just,
as a young woman, that can translate into all kinds of chaos. If you didn't have somebody, I mean,
16 years old,
you.
Right. Like my aunt was into photography, but like my mom didn't really know anything about modeling. So it was just my own experience. My aunt didn't live here, but she knew a little bit, but not really anything. So there wasn't no like guides of, okay, just because one agency tells you you're, doesn't mean that you actually are. In turn, I thought I could never model because I was too big. So I never pursued it. And I did ever just for fun, but I never seriously did it. And then I started bodybuilding as a way, because I saw, well, these are girls that are bigger, but it's something that was achievable. I'm like, well, I guess I could get in shape and build muscle and be strong. I don't like the look of being very thin and frail and skinny. That's not for me, because I thought I was a bigger girl. So I'm like, so what, might as well just build some muscle and like lean into that.
Right. So that's kind of what happened to me. Like I got rejected. Right. And then I would get little jobs here and there, nothing major. And I know, and I knew I could do better and bigger. And so for me, I was like, I'm going to go and I'm, you know, like how many heartbreaks can I have? And I had lots of heartbreaks, and like, we're not going to go into those right now.
Yeah.
Plus the growing up very orthodox and not knowing how to, you know, to be proud of your body and not feel like you're exposing, because you're trained so differently. And you're also told to dim your light without being told to dim your light. No one says, hey, dim your light.
Right.
They might say, oh, that's not modest.
Yeah.
Or you're evoking feelings from other people. But that's pretty much what models do. You know, I have it down there. I wrote it down. It's like, you're supposed to evoke feelings. That's your job. Okay. It's your job. You're giving off this. I'm not saying selling sex. I'm talking about just evoking a feeling. Confidence, beauty, grace doesn't have to be sexualized. I feel like that's a whole nother subject that we can talk about another time, because if we go down that rabbit hole, we'll be here forever.
Yeah. But I mean, it's
so my point is, like, this is the important part of that for me, is that, like, then I was like, I want to be strong and I want to get on a stage and show my muscles and I want to show that I'm Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But then, you know, even though, like, I'm doing this, I'm, geez, like, people would die to be in a position of being a pro. Okay. Like, we know that but now we're ready for the next. So it's like, you just keep evolving and you go with that, because that's your mission. Like, that's kind of what you're feeling. So if you take away the love for it and you don't like it, probably you shouldn't do it, or it can be considered confusing to you. So I love doing what I'm doing. I love looking the way I am. And for prep, for like the pictures that I wanted to do, like, I did, what did I do? And I didn't necessarily do it because I'm going to be in front of Coco. Don't get me wrong. I did it because I was supposed to do mini cut anyway, because we're going through we did a developing stage with a certain amount of calories, which is pretty high. And so we needed to drop it. And I was was like, 5 pounds, that's it. Don't fuck with me. my coaches are amazing. Allie's Angels, they're in Australia. They're amazing. But, you know, I was like, I look good and I want to show my abs. I want to show my quads. So we're going to drop 5, not more than that, not less than that. And we're going to maintain that. And then when we're done, we'll talk about what the next plan is, but I'm going to get on a coaching call and we'll discuss. Mm-hmm. So like this pre-motion, like, set up in your head of like, oh, I'm going to diet for a photo shoot. Don't do that. And I also want to be presented as what I look like. Like, I don't want to look like skinny girl. You know, that was the thing that I was like, oh, where's the word?
Yes. I love my shoots. When I look back at it, like, when I'm stage lean, like super stage lean, got in the face, I don't have that youthful like body fat on me where I have the curve that looks healthy. That looks, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have that glow. If you take it to stage, you kind of go a little past that where it's like, okay, yeah, you're like looking lean. But yeah, I just like that you look youthful. And
I love beautiful too. Right. Yeah, so that's what we did. So, and when I tried to explain to some of the girls about, like, you know, my diet, I presented it exactly how I see it. I'm like, no, you need to eat at least 2000 calories to maintain what I have now. So I'm not, they're like, whoa, we don't even eat 2000 calories. I'm like, well, you know, it's, so I'm not going to say, you know, it's like, you can go down a rabbit hole of like all the things. And so re-education on food for fuel, because she made us jump around during the workshop. We had posing class. We were jumping around. I have videos. You guys could go online and check out my Instagram and check out my stuff. And you can see we were jumping around, and then we did runway. She really went into detail about how you guys like need to take care of your bodies. You need to have the stamina to jump around. You need to have the energy. You cannot be carried into the other room because you cannot move because you didn't eat shit.
Yep.
So she is a strong advocate for eating. She is a strong advocate for empowerment. That's why I think, like I said, that I would suggest this to some of the bodybuilders that we know, because, well, they still have to be interested in fashion. Like, if, you know, we know that we have to sell items too. And the line, this is another part that is very important to talk about, is that the line is so blurry now between fitness girl, model,
it is
so blurry. And that was another hard sell, you know, like it's a hard sell to do that sometimes because you're like, where do I fit in? But what I did learn from that, just knowing that, is that, you know, it's so blurry, there's room for you. It's blurry, there's room. So like figure out where it goes. So now because it's blurry, you should know how to walk on a runway. You should know how to be in a picture. You should know. And you should also know that you can be confident enough to do those things. So like, that's one of those beautiful things that were said over and over again to the girls in that group. And there were girls in that, just so you know, it was, everybody looked different. Everyone had different stories. But everybody became confident, more confident after. That's for sure.
I love that. And then
I know how, like when you do a show and somebody is not placed high enough and then someone is, it kind of is like, not everybody's happy in the room.
After any competition, no matter what, I don't care what anyone says, if you didn't win, you're not going to be 100% happy. And even if you say you're not in it to win, I promise you, I like doing events that aren't just placings, like doing fashion events and doing photo shoots, because everyone kind of walks away a winner because there's no disappointment.
If you're a team player.
Yeah, well, true.
Right. So that's another thing that was talked about, and there's so much to cover, is like, how do you present yourself on a casting? What not to do, what to do, which was really great because it's like all the mistakes. How do you present yourself? You don't want to be this girl, you know, and she actually walked through scenarios. She was so multifaceted. I am just like, well, she did a great job. She's a great educator. She is also a mom, which is like even crazier. She's a mom. She does all these things. Plus she still does fashion stuff.
What were some assumptions that you made before going in that you thought it was? And then after, what did you actually get out of it?
You're gonna laugh at me because I did not assume that it was going to be a certain way. I came in actually, I know this is like, I did my homework in that respect, but I was like, I'm going to go in. I came to get down. Like I really came to learn. I came with all the things that I was told to bring.
What were you told to bring?
Just things for like the photo shoot. Like that's a whole nother part. That's a good question to ask, you know, like a look, you know, different looks to take pictures. And then she chose what you didn't have in your book, which would make that look even more the character. That was a whole nother thing that I didn't get to tell you. But can you hold that story? And then I'll come back to it to answer your question. I came in with a very open perspective and I'm like, this is going to be killer because I knew her story. I didn't know exactly how it was going to be presented. And I felt like it just felt right. I came in because it felt right. And I know I was going to love this. And those two things were correct. So they're still assumptions. They're good assumptions. So that worked out for me. What I didn't know is that I would make such good relationships with the girls around me. I thought that I would make relationships just like you and I made relationships. It wasn't forced. We didn't force our relationship. I mean, everybody like was just very open. And I think it was because, and this is another word I wrote down, was that we all were kind of vulnerable. And I think with vulnerability, you're more open to, I don't know, like to be available and to be present. And it was real. It was good. It was very good in that respect. So there was nothing that was there that I didn't really not like. I loved all of it, even like the stuff I don't like listening, like hearing about, like all the disorders and bad stuff. Like they went over like a social media like aspect and how to keep to your brand. Because we come from a niche that's very like health, wellness, fitness, and somewhat fashion. I'm like fashion, fitness, you know, the bikini, that we're still pros, right? So like all of those things, put them together, package that. I mean, you're not going to throw whiskey in there either. So like, and also what was also even more beautiful that I did not, this is something I did not expect. I didn't know that they are married. Her manager and her are married. They actually started up as friends. So it's just like, wow, this is possible. So if anything, showing more possibility than I thought was even available was exposed, and that relationships can happen with, it could be a family affair, and that still can present you to success. I did love the fact that she kept saying, if you're here for fame and fortune, that is not what you should be thinking about. This is not, even if you were famous, you're just going to want more or less. These are the pros and cons about it. I mean, she told us stories about, you know, people's perceptions and how one article written about you, how do you turn that around? How, you know, if something were to happen to you, let's say New York City, you're being filmed, how do you present yourself? So I learned a lot of that. So like I said, I'm happy that I didn't have to go through those things, but listening to them now, I could use those tools to support me and help me. What else?
Who is this for?
This is for this. So that's a good question, because it is for models, right? So it's also for, but anybody, like I said, the line is very blurry, right? Right. So even in our industry, we walk a catwalk. You've seen girls that don't know how to walk in those shoes.
I just don't know how. I swear. I know I had to learn it, but I don't know. I just right. feel like.
But what I'm saying is that you still have to get on stage. You still have to present confidence. But I feel like this has been an education about like, how do you present yourself outside of what you're doing? So when you're sitting on that couch looking for that interview or to get that, let's say, even if it, I don't know, sportswear, you're still sitting up tall. You're still feeling confident. You are going to show up as the person who's going to invoke the feelings, right? You're not going to show up as, you know, like, I don't feel like, no, I need to know.
Yeah.
So that's part of it for me. I would think.
I love it. Is there anything else that you have on your list? I want to make sure we hit it all.
Oh my God. I just can't believe we went through an hour.
I know. We talk, it goes by fast when you're just chatting away.
This happened last time too.
I know it did. And I was like, I wonder how long this podcast is going to go. Because we could go as long as we want.
This is funny. There was another girl that you were chatting with, another athlete. And I forget her name, but she was like, oh, and then you guys tried to end.
And then it happens all the time because then I think I'm like, okay, did I get everything I wanted? And then sometimes those just questions pop in my head. I'm like, whatever. We tried to wrap it up. Like, let's
try. But several times,
I know.
The agreements, like I really did love, you know what? I'm going to go backwards for a second. You asked me, who is this for? And I'm going to make this very clear. It could be for anyone.
Okay.
As long as you're interested in the fashion elements, because there's no body type, huh?
Is it females only?
They had all men too. Men models too. You know, you can identify yourself like in different ways too there. Like, I just love that there was a respect for all bodies, all people. That was queen. Like, that was the cream of the latte. You know what I mean? That was just the spectacular part, is that everyone can do this, and the confidence that came along with it. So that in itself, you can't just give somebody, they have to go and do the work. And if you're not willing to do the work, then yeah, you're not gonna leave with confidence.
Right. Right?
So what else is there? I mean, I do believe that the emotion and the music, like how to use music to evoke yourself, to like feelings, and they went through that. I'm looking at my list. I think that's really a lot of the things that I thought were really important down, but I definitely am excited. Oh, my photo shoot. That's what we didn't talk about. It was very fascinating because once I'm sitting in the chair, getting my makeup, and you know, this is different than glam. We did like a rock and roll look. And I can remember this ultra character that I developed back in the day, and it comes out sometimes. Her name is Yoshabad.
Was this like an alter ego type of situation?
Yeah, but you got to be named by somebody. So if you, you know, I don't, yeah. So her name is Yoshabad, and I was named by a special needs girl who has autism, and she was a twin, and I used to nanny, and then I would take care of her, and then she grew up, you know, she's now a young lady, and she lives in LA, I think, with her family somewhere off of Los Angeles, but she named me. She named me one day when we were hanging out and reading a book, or we're just chilling. She looked at me and she's like, Yoshabad. And I said, who's Yoshabad? She goes, a strange Japanese girl. And I'm like, okay. Right. So that's been my name. Like, you know, you get named, it's like, you know, a drag name, you can't get named. So someone else has to name you for in my head to be that ultra. So anyway, I'm sitting there in the makeup chair, and Michelle, this beautiful woman, is doing my makeup. Michelle lives in Harlem, and then she also goes to the location. By the way, the location is secret, which is really safe. Love it. Everyone was safe, which is important. Like, that's another thing. Like, you really have to watch out for all the cuckoos out there. You know, and be respectful. Don't hurt anybody. Anyway, Michelle was doing my makeup. And then the girls are walking around filming each other. There was such beautiful community building that's been happening through the last 2 days. So by, you know, photo shoot day, everybody was rocking and rolling for everybody. You should have heard everybody screaming for each other and cheering when they posed in posing class by themselves. It was so good. It was better than watching a fitness show. That says a lot right there, right? In 2 days of development. You know, everyone was excited for each other. Michelle's doing my makeup, and then I look, give myself a side eye, like a literal side eye, like, you know how you give yourself a side eye or you give someone else a side eye, right? Yeah. And I'm like, who is that? And then it was just like, I am Yoshabad.
Love it. I love
it. And then that. I just went into character. Coco did posing, like we did the posing classes and everything, and when we got to the camera, right in front of the camera, the white, we did the sticky, you know, everything was so professional. It was like regular photo shoot, like you were getting paid. It was like you were getting paid. And then get in front of the camera, and all of a sudden, click, 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 everything started coming together. I'm remembering things. I'm also hearing people cheering me on. There's a camaraderie, like they were, yeah. And then she's like, pull your hair. Like, and then I get within like that 8 minute, I got the shot. And I was like, wow, I got the shot. So that was a reminder to me that like, I can work quick. I can do this. I can present myself. What is not stopping me? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the opportunities when they come.
Good. I love that.
I'm going to take the opportunities. I'm not going to sit back on the couch and question myself. I'm going to stop asking for permission. Right?
I love that idea of saying yes to opportunities. And just, you just never know when it's going to be the chance. And there's a lot of times where if you feel insecure, you're like, oh, I don't know, whatever, all your stuff, just say yes, just do it. Just like, do it. It'd be fun. If it's not right. Fun, you'll learn after.
So that was another thing that was pushed in the classes. Have fun.
Yes.
Nobody wants to work with somebody who's not having fun.
Yes. It's such a drag to be around someone that's so annoying.
They discussed how to be fun.
Yeah. Like, you've ever been around someone that is perfect and then they complain?
That's the problem. So
I hate those people. I hate those people that they're just like, my life is sucks. Everything is so, I'm just so perfectly perfect and my problems are just.
Right. So how do you shift that energy? So what I loved about the classes is that they were just working on shifting the energy. This is how you do it. Think about this, you know, do that. Shake it off, come back.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck.
Like, even in photo shoots too, like sometimes the photographer is seeing something that you can't see. And if they make comments to you, I used to get offended of like, hey, your face looks like a fish, or like, you're not giving, like, your face is kind of like a dead face, or like, you know, and sometimes I would just get mad, and then you can see my expression would change, because then I would just be like, like, annoyed. And, but it's supposed to be that balance of like, hey, you need to bring something more, or it's too much. Like, sometimes even on stage with face, when I look back at my stage shots, I would try to give over instead of less is more. I try to be overly sexy, which turned into, from smize sexy, it turned into mad. And then I look at my pictures and I'm like, ooh, that is not a cute look. I look like I'm coming to murder someone instead of like seduce them, like confidence. Because confidence, really what I've learned from just my modeling experience, is just, it's effortless and it doesn't need to be overdone. You can do it if you want to, like, to try different things, but it really isn't too much. Like, that confidence just comes from within naturally, and whatever that is on camera, it is, that is what it is.
So it translates differently depending. And so, like, what I did do is when I stepped on stage, we just did like a quick, and then I took off my jacket, and then, you know, she gave me direction. She says, just go with it, you know, and then do that, you know. And when you can step into character, it's one thing, but it's also important to know what, like, if you were going to go for a round with hearts, you don't want me standing there pulling my hair. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if the heart brand wants you to pull your hair, but you want to evoke the feeling of whatever you're trying to show. So, like, you would choose music that would make you evoke that. For me, I stepped into my character, who was kind of a badass. So you find how to evoke your feelings, and you are in charge of that.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's stories, right? We've had stories. Like, some girl pushed me before I got on stage once. Like, how did I overcome that? What I did was I said, excuse me. I moved away from her. I didn't, you know, smack anybody or hurt anybody. But, you know, it could have gotten someone really upset. And then when I hit that mark, I still hit that mark. You know, things fly off of you. You make it work.
Yeah.
Your number comes down, you just
right? Things happen. Like, show day, I mean, in life in general, something's gonna go wrong. It always does. How you picture it going is never how it actually goes. Really. Like, yeah. So I'm so happy that you're able to have an experience, and it sounds like you really did find what you needed out of it. And that's great to hear. And
yes. And I would suggest it to anybody who would want to do something like that, to, and, you know, unleash their supermodel in a way, and to learn all the things that go along with it. Because you, like I said, it's a multifaceted thing. What we think an image is not what always it is. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into something. And a lot of these girls are really smart, really smart. We think that they might not be.
Right.
You know, because of, oh, they had it given to them. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, would you rather have someone, let's say it was given to you, would you do it? Would you use it for the best thing? Even if the cards are stacked for you, someone's going to say you didn't work for that. Someone's going to say that. And so what do you do with that? So I, like I said, and I'll say it again, I'd prefer that if something is given to somebody, that they still work for it, and they do it. They don't just sit on the couch.
Yeah.
It's just like, what else would you want them to sit on the couch?
Right.
No, I want the people around me, or at least the people I know, to wear their crown and shine. And, you know, I'm always going to work on my shine, but I would want the people around me to want me to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I love it. It's okay. So we're probably getting to the end of where we need to cap you off for this episode, but I still want to get more for ending, like final thoughts, final advice. We can still talk after this recording is out, but like just for the podcast. So just like a recap of this episode. First off, like, what is it? When is it? Where can they hear about it? What do, just other final advice and just any like lasting thoughts that you want to leave us with?
Final thought is think about respect for everyone in the room when you come in, for everything. Like, just be nice, like present yourself how you would present yourself on stage. If I'm talking to my fitness girls, or, you know, it's like, you know, if you're working with a photographer, be nice to everyone around you. Cause you know, you're going to be nice to your photographer cause you want really good pictures, right? Same idea. That includes like just whatever it is going around you. Final thoughts. I feel like there is a bridge that's going to happen between fashion, fitness, modeling. Just, you know, walk into your best self. Keep doing the work. Yeah, just keep doing the work.
I like it. And okay, so, and if anyone wants to go to this camp, where could they find it?
You would have to apply to Coco Rocho's camp. You'll find her under Coco Rocho. You still have to apply. And they kind of look through your stuff to see if, you know, you would be someone that would fit in. And, you know, like I said, I'm not being sponsored to do that. But I'm just saying that my experience with all the women that I met, my experience there, everyone was extremely supportive. And it could have been just like, you know, sometimes we had a really good show. You met the right people, you clicked. It was a very dynamic group. But then again, that's, you know, that was my experience. But for me, you can, you know, if you ever wanted to do anything with me where I coach also, health, wellness, fitness, I'm not doing posing like Savannah does. I'm, you know, doing health, wellness, fitness, and the diet part, you know, if you get your food straight, but I'm doing it through the bodybuilding certification. So I'm not a licensed nutritionist, but I am a bodybuilding specialist with food. So I have certs for that. And I can see people online.
And if they want to follow you, where can they do it at?
Yo's Idea Box. Okay. Yo's Idea Box.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate you coming on. It's always good to chat. You always share your energy and passion for whatever you're doing. So I'm so glad that you're able to share a wonderful experience with us.
Thank you. And I am excited to be here.
Thanks for tuning in to Cupcakes and Protein Shakes. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and feel motivated to take on your fitness journey. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. If you want to stay up to date with my fitness journey and get more tips and inspiration, follow me on Instagram at Savannah Sharp Fitness and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Savannah Sharp. And if you have a moment, please leave a rating and review of the show. Your feedback helps me create better content and reach more people who need it. Remember, no matter where you are on your fitness journey, you are capable of achieving your goals with hard work and discipline. Keep pushing yourself, stay motivated, and never give up. Thanks for listening, and see you next week on Cupcakes and Protein Shakes.